Easter in the Valley of the Sun. Every April for 65 years, the Mesa, Arizona temple grounds have become the hillsides of Judea. The streets of Jerusalem and the olive groves of Gethsemane, as more than 700 volunteers work together to produce the annual Mesa, Arizona Easter pageant, Jesus the Christ. Started as an Easter sunrise service atop an old cotton wagon, the pageant, now an evening program, draws thousands of spectators every year to both English and Spanish performances. Many families have a long tradition of coming year after year as a special celebration of Easter, says pageant director Nancy Woodall. Some even plan family reunions to coincide with the pageant. Supervised by the church's missionary department, the pageant represents a massive outreach by the Latter-day Saint community in the greater Phoenix area. Our purpose is to bring people to Christ by bearing testimony that He lives, explained Sister Woodall. And they are successful as family after family gains renewed faith in the Savior and the desire to know more about His gospel. But Latter-day Saint cast members are blessed as much as spectators. It is like having the best family home evening every day of the week, comments Lee Pace, whose entire family of 10 participated in the 2002 pageant. As the actor portraying Jesus Christ ascends above the 400 cast members and 19,000 spectators at the end of each performance, all eyes are drawn to the white figure framed by the lighted Mesa Temple and the dark Arizona skies. The scene plays out the Savior's own words, "I am the light of the world," John chapter 8, verse 12. In the end, love of Jesus Christ underscores the entire pageant, from costume designer to cast member, says Sister Woodall. All volunteer their time and talents each year for one reason, their love of the Savior. Note, Brian K. Kelly, Highland 19th Ward, Highland, Utah West Stake, and Naomi Franson, BYU 154th Ward, Brigham Young University 2nd Stake. End of note. Answers from the Pageant by Janine King. I had been a television broadcaster for 20 years and was anchoring the evening news for a Phoenix, Arizona station when I was introduced to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. After several discussions, the sister missionaries issued the baptismal challenges to me and my husband, Neil. But while I wanted to accept the challenge and move forward, I also had some fears. When my father learned of my interest in the LDS Church, he and a friend pummeled me with an onslaught of negative propaganda, including allegations that Latter-day Saints worship a different Jesus. Although many of the accusations seemed absurd, I didn't know how to defend my new faith. The reporter in me wanted answers, but I could only cry, "Not true, not true," without any proof to back up my feelings. About this time, our neighbors invited us to attend the must-see Mesa, Arizona Easter pageant. It was a rainy, cold night when we arrived, but during the opening prayer, the rain suddenly stopped. Immediately, I felt strongly that we were in the right place. The rest of the evening taught me how much the Latter-day Saints did indeed believe in Jesus Christ. In fact, the script was all taken from the very Bible I had grown up with. As I watched scene after beautiful scene, I had the overwhelming feeling that right there in front of me on that huge stage were the very answers I had been searching for. When the pageant ended, I left the temple grounds feeling as if I were floating on air. I knew I had the power and the strength and resolve to face my father and his friend and to answer every one of their allegations. My growing testimony had the reinforcement it needed, and I knew I was going in the right direction. With newfound courage, I pressed forward in my new faith, and less than a month later, my husband and I were baptized. A year later, my husband and I found ourselves once again at the pageant, this time with my co-anchors from the television station. Now we were the missionaries, sharing with our friends the changing power and spirit of the life of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Note, Janine King is a member of the Harris 2nd Ward, Mesa, Arizona Central Stake. End of note. Converted on a Cross by Mark Layton. When my mother arranged for her family to audition for the Mesa, Arizona Easter pageant, she never guessed that her 20-year-old son would be cast as an angel. But 2 weeks after auditions, I was wearing an enormous, floor-length white satin costume with huge draping sleeves and practicing modified ballet moves, as the choreographer called, "Now gracefully sweep your right arm to the left, right crossover with the leg, and raise both arms up elegantly." I would be turning 21 shortly, and a mission was somewhere in the distance. When I became number 434 at the auditions, I didn't suspect that the pageant would change those undefined plans. Shortly after I became a dancing angel, a director informed me of a slight modification. She told me she had been awakened several times the night before with a dream that number 434 should be a thief on the cross, not an angel. I willingly switched my white dress for a loincloth and shorts. By opening night, every line and song had become routine to me. As I climbed on my cross and slipped my arms into the rope restraints before the crucifixion scene, I thought casually, "It's showtime." But during the 8 performances in which I hung next to the actor portraying Jesus Christ, something began to happen in my heart. As the lightning and thunder depicted the end of his earthly mission, the story of Jesus that I had known since primary was becoming real to me. I felt the Savior's love like the night air around me. With that understanding as a catalyst, I sent in my mission papers the next month and soon received a call to the Canada-Toronto mission. Although I never played the role of an angel, it took another kind of angel, my mother, to help me change my life through the Easter pageant. Since the pageant and during my mission, the Scriptures have come alive to me as I receive continued witnesses of the reality of my Savior's life. Note, Mark Layton is a member of the Mesa 70th Ward, Mesa, Arizona East Stake. End of note. My Neighbor's Church by Christy Smith. I was raised in a religious home, but I didn't know any Latter-day Saints until my husband and I moved to Phoenix, Arizona. Although we were staying with my ailing mother, I worried about finding a good neighborhood in which to raise our 3 children. One difficult day, I found myself driving aimlessly and pleading to God for help. When I felt calmer, I found myself in a neighborhood I had never seen before. As I pulled onto the street where we would later purchase our home, I felt an overwhelming sense of peace. Our new neighbors were amazingly hospitable. "What can we do to help?" they asked continually, and soon after we arrived, a neighbor brought us a loaf of bread. I remarked to my sister that our neighbors must be Christians, and I later discovered that, indeed, many of our neighbors had one thing in common. They were Latter-day Saints. Overwhelmed by our neighbor's kindness, I awoke my husband one night and said that if all of those wonderful people belonged to one church, we needed to look into it. The very next day, missionaries knocked on our door and invited us to the Mesa, Arizona Easter pageant. As we watched the depiction of Christ's resurrection, my husband asked incredulously, "You mean Jesus died and then came back?" In amazement, I realized he was just learning the story of Christ. After the pageant, we wanted to know more about the gospel. As the missionaries taught us and we attended Sunday meetings, I felt the church's positive influence. One day during a game of Name That Tune, my son whistled an unfamiliar song. When I finally gave up, he said, "It's Follow the Prophet. That's my favorite song." See Children's Songbook, page 110. His words left me stunned and anxious to talk with my husband about the incident. "Will our life be better with or without the church?" I asked him. After a year of investigating, we were baptized. Our gospel knowledge is still a work in progress, but each day our testimonies grow stronger. We will be forever grateful for that night when the reenactment of the life and mission of Jesus Christ became an eternal turning point for our family. Note, Christy Smith is a member of the Groves Ward, Mesa, Arizona Mountain View Stake. End of note. Sidebar to this article. Pageant at a glance. In 2002, it was the largest annual outdoor Easter pageant in the world. The script has been drawn exclusively from the Holy Bible to appeal to audiences of all Christian faiths. An 80-member Hispanic Media Public Affairs Committee was formed in 2002, and over 14,000 attended the two Spanish performances. Every Phoenix television station, including three Spanish-language stations, carried television coverage to a prospective viewing audience of 1.5 million. Cast members rehearse weeknights and Saturdays for 1 month before performances. The stage management, costumes, makeup, construction, lighting, sound, and security are provided by volunteers. 30 stakes from Mesa, Gilbert, Chandler, Tempe, and Scottsdale provide transport and set up 10,000 chairs before opening night. Music for the soundtrack is by the London Symphony Orchestra, the Orchestra at Temple Square, and the Utah State University Chamber Singers. The 9,600-square-foot stage can hold 500 cast and crew members, plus sheep, donkeys, doves, miniature horses, and other animals. End of sidebar. End of the article, Easter in the Valley of the Sun.